Now we have in chapter 4 here, we have five miracles that were performed by Elisha. Now I said that this man performed more miracles actually than Elijah did, and you have five of them here. And there is a similarity between the miracles of Elisha and Elijah, that is some of them. The miracles performed by Elisha, they were more extensive and actually greater to a degree. Now, first of all, there is a widow of one of the prophets. She's in dire circumstances. Her two sons are about to be sold into slavery, and Elisha multiplies the pot of oil. I tell you, they had a regular oil well going in that house. And this, actually, I think was greater than the cruse of oil that the widow had in Elijah's day. Now we have here the second one. We're told a great woman of Shunem. She entertains Elisha, and Elisha promises her that she should have a son. And one of the things that she did, and I should call attention to it, is in verse 10 of chapter 4. Says, let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick, and it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in thither. Now she prepared a room for Elisha when he passed through that area. And since then, there have been a great many Christians, great many believers that have in their home what they call the prophet's chamber. I have been itinerating around a great deal in my ministry, and I've stayed in many prophets' chambers. And I could tell you about people all across this country today, some wonderful Christian folk that have a room where many a preacher and many a missionary has been able to go. He's felt at home. He's been entertained. And you do not know what that means in the life of many of God's men today. God bless those that have a prophet's chamber. What a wonderful thing that is, by the way. Now, we have another miracle here, and I think that probably that I should mention it. When the child was grown to manhood, he died. And Elisha restores him to life using the same method that Elijah did. That is, contact with a person that brought life, you see. The great principle is that it's contact with Jesus Christ. In him we have life. He is life. And we have him or we don't have him. And then we have the sons of the prophets are eating a soup in which there was a poison. And Elisha makes it harmless. And then the last one, Elisha feeds 100 men with food for one man. That is a very remarkable miracle. Now, these are given in chapter 4, and I'm going to let you read that chapter because we're going to pick up chapter 5.